links in. Here's Corey Oates for the corner again. And here's Whiten fending Shale. Oh, intercepted. Intercepted, and Gagai is away to score his 10th Origin try in 11 games. Now Ponga floating the pass for Gagai. Gagai's got another one. Origin 1, a 4-point victory to the home side.
Well, I reckon you could hear those highlights all day, every day. And we'll get a clarification too, the difference between a Brisbane person and an Ipswich person. Kevin Walters joins us on the line. G'day, Kevy.
Hey, TK, how are you, mate? Yeah, I was just listening to before. Ash Barty's actually an Ipswich girl as well.
So
that's in the region, the greater... Well, it's actually Ipswich is a city all by itself. So, yeah, there you go, mate. Just pick you up on a little technical.
Okay, so she's an Ippy. She's from Ippy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she grew up there and played all of her tennis.
Geez, Alf wouldn't like that. She'd be now the most famous person out of Ipswich.
Oh, exactly, mate. Yeah, look, we're very happy to claim her as well. What a great effort from her to do that. She just keeps, just so tenacious in everything that she does. So, well done, Ash, and all of her team as well.
Yeah, no, fantastic, mate. You've had not a week yet, but in reflection, mate, and you've gone over the tapes, I imagine, with the team and all that sort of stuff. No reason you blokes won't get better.
Well, we will need to get better, TK. I thought there were periods in that game where, we needed to be certainly a lot better than what we were. And when you think that they also had, at one stage, there only 12 players, on the field for a 10-minute period. So, I think they'll look to get better, and certainly we need to get better too, and we will in Perth. It's what we have to do to get the win over there.
Yeah, there was a stage there in that first half, Kevy. I thought, oh, geez, this could get out of control here for Queensland. They were 8-0 behind, and Cook and Tedesco were causing a lot of concerns through the middle of the park. How did that change, and what were you thinking when that was going on during the contest?
Yeah, well, it's something that obviously we spoke about, through the week about those two players, and we weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing with them. And I guess if you can't sort of defend those guys well for 80 minutes, they will hurt you. And, that'll be one of our focuses, for game two is improving in that area defensively, through the middle of the field. On the flip side of that, I thought we created some opportunities too in that first half and didn't capitalise on it, which, again, gives the opposition some confidence and some team morale boosting. So we need to sort of take that away from them as well by when those opportunities present themselves at Origin, you've really got to grab them. That'll be our focus, again, for game two, is making sure that when those opportunities are created that we capitalise on them.
Kevy, I understand it's all about team for Queensland and for New South Wales, right? I mean, but personally for you, you caught plenty of flack in the lead-up to game number one and, coming off a losing series last year. Personally, how satisfying was it?
Well, it'll be satisfying when we win game two, TK. I mean, sure, and Laurie understands this as well with Origin series, it's very difficult to win one game. It's pretty tough to win one game, let alone, a series. But I feel that, if you can win that first game, it puts you in a really strong position for games two and game three. So that'll be, there was some obviously winning. There's lots of enjoyment with winning, but certainly the next day and then moving forward from that win, my focus, I haven't caught up with any of the players as yet, but or the team, but my focus has been where we need to get better and how can we get better. And that's what we're driving at the moment. And our players understand that as well. Game one is traditionally a rugged and tough and close encounter. And the teams naturally improve, in games two and game three. So that's what, that's what we expect from our guys. And we expect to win game two on the back of the improvements that we will make.
And Kevy, will you continue with the same tactics in the build-up to game number two about not mentioning New South Wales and not talking about individual players or mentioning individual players' names?
Oh, look, our focus, again, and with the team is with our boys and the Queensland team. So, if something else comes along the way, well, that's going to happen as well. But really, we just really need to get ourselves better. And Laurie would appreciate that, and you as well, TK, about, just really getting our house in order, making sure that we're doing everything possible that we can to get ourselves better, for game two. It's over in Perth, the game, so it's going to be a little bit different with the preparation with our team. We're going over on the Sunday night, into Perth. So we've got 7 days, which is normally an Origin prep is 10 days. But, you know, I feel that's going to work for us, you know, being over in Perth. And we're just really excited and really looking forward to the challenge that Game 2 presents.
Yeah, there was a lot of commentary, as is always the case around State of Origin. But I reckon the best comment I heard was from a former Queensland player and now Queensland Reds coach, Kevy, Brad Thorne. His quote was, they just decided to win.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt in that second half. It was there. And then all of a sudden through line speed and you found that energy, you just went, bang, this is their moment. We're going to grab the game. And I thought that just summed it up. They decided to win. You decided to win that game in that second half.
We spoke about the belief all week, you know, about winning the game, which, I think worked really nicely for us. And at that moment, they made a decision that they believed that they were going to win. And you could feel it, around the ground. There was a couple of sets of six there where they really just lifted the intensity of everything. And Brad Thorne noticed it, and I did as well, you know, up in the coach's box. And you need that. You need that to make that decision. And we made that decision for the right reasons to get on with things because, you know, they were creating opportunities in that first half. And, you know, I felt that if we played the same way in the second half, those opportunities would be there again for the team. And this time they grabbed the opportunities with Ponga, you know, chipping in with a couple of nice passes, and Oates and certainly Dane Gagai finishing off were some great movements for Queensland. But, you know, with Origin, that you win it on the back of your defence. And for us to keep New South Wales to 8 points in that first half, I thought that was a really good effort from us. And we will, you know, need to be the same, if not, you know, or certainly better in game two for us to get the victory.
Yeah, look, I know you're always confident in Ben Hunt and you knew he was going to do a terrific job for you. He's played there before, but not for the full 80 minutes. I think at times we thought he'd blow out and he wouldn't be as influential as what he was, but I just thought he led your defensive line and your line speed there at stages, Kevy, and that was a mark of a player that just wanted to play well in that jumper.
Yeah, well, people have said a lot of things about Ben Hunt over the last couple of years, about his character and this and that. But I can tell you, and I love Benny Hunt. I love working with Ben Hunt because I understand his competitive nature. And sometimes that doesn't come through in his halfback play. But certainly in the nine jumper, some of the tackles and the mentality that he had for the full 80 minutes defensively was really inspiring, I thought, for a lot of our players. You know, I got a lot of faith and a lot of trust in Ben, that what he can do on the football field, regardless of what, you know, jersey or what number he has on his back, I'm always very confident that he can go out and play the game of his life. And he did that, you know, for us in game one. In a foreign position, for him to knock out 80 minutes was an outstanding effort. But we expected him to do that. And I believe that he could do that as well. Knowing how tough and how fit and how competitive that Ben is, the challenge was there for him, and he stood up, you know, really nicely in game. He understands there's some areas in his game that he needs to get better at. Some of his passes were a little bit wayward, and I'd like to see him run ball a little bit more if he can find the energy to do that, which he will in game two. It won't be as foreign to him with our spine as well. You know, all those guys, that's their first game together. At that level, I thought they did really well, but, you know, certainly for game two, I'd expect some improvement with our spine and some of the decisions that they make as well.
Yeah, you could see that real want and desire there from Queensland. It was on display in the second half. Now that you've gone 1-0 up in the series, how do you go about keeping that focus very narrow again and making sure, yes, they all come back into camp, they're all excited to be there, they're all confident, but you can be off a touch, and if you're off a touch, you get beaten at Origin level. How do you keep them staying focused and having that sharpness about them at every session?
Well, it's just the expectation and the drive, Laurie, you know, that is the boys expect of themselves. You know, we came off a losing series last year, and that did hurt a lot of us, but this is a new team and a new era, and they've set some really good standards, you know, amongst themselves throughout the week with our preparation. And those standards will be met again, you know, for game two. And even if we will, you know, like to raise the bar a little bit more. And, you know, I thought Matt Gillette coming back into the side was a major boost for the Queensland team. He's just a great Origin player, you know, and has been for some time. And to get him back out there, I thought that was a big boost for us. Josh Papali as well was another one with our forwards. And these matches are won through the middle of the field. And, you know, I thought those two in particular, and Jai Arrow, Josh Maguire, all of our forwards really stood up. And you know, it takes a big effort. And I was talking to Matt after the game, and he said, wow, that was something else. You know, I haven't been in the arena for... He's only been out of it for 12 months. Mm. But he said that the step up in class from NRL is just something else. And it took him a bit by surprise, but he'll be, again, much better for the run, you know, in game one. It just keeps getting better, Origin, and faster and hit and fitter and physical. Yeah. Was an amazing performance from both sides, and one that we can all be really proud of as a game. For the performance both teams put on was outstanding.
It was a great spectacle, Kevy, and it was very quick, and I thought both teams went at it in the right manner, and we're expecting that again in Origin 2. Now, look, assuming everyone gets through, you know, both sides, well, Queensland in particular, will more than likely go with the same side. But is Joe Ofangawi definitely out? And if he is, who's some of the players that come into sort of play to replace him?
Well, we expect Joe to recover from his injury. But if he doesn't, you know, our 18th man in game. One was Tim Glasby. You know, he's been one that's been played extremely well, you know, at that Origin level and then handled a step up in class. Jared Wallace would be another one from the Titans, yep, who has been impressive in recent weeks. And Christian Welsh from the Melbourne Storm, he has recovered from that knee injury. He played on the weekend. He'll get another game under his belt as well. So those guys, if Joe isn't available, you know, would be one players that we're looking at. You know, the
and you think he could be right, mate?
For. Yeah, well, we're always believing here. Lies, I mean, yep, it will be a miracle if he does get through. But, yep, you know, I said to Joe, you just got to do everything that you possibly can. I mean, everyone thought that DCE wouldn't be available for game one, and he made himself available through hard work and working around the clock on his knee. And Joe is doing the same thing. Now, the doctors don't expect him to be available, but, you know, miracles can happen. And I said that to Joe himself. You know, get yourself, do everything that you possibly can to be part of this team for game two.
Kevy, we thank you so much, mate. Have a good week.
Yeah, it will be. And we look forward to Perth.